I have a very important what the message that we have today. That's why we pray. That's why we rejoice. We sing. You know, singing and worshiping God prepare the ground for the word to be sown. If your heart is cold and packed together like ground hadn't been tilled, it's hard to get a seed in it. Hello? But when you till the ground and get the soil soft, pulverized, it's not hard to put a seed in, right? So you said, can you do that? Yes. Paul said, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. Look what he said. If you hadn't noticed this, read it and meditate on this. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, what happened? My spirit prays. Can y'all get that up there? Because they need to see this. 1 Corinthians 14:14. 1 Corinthians 14:14. What did it say? I want y'all to read this together with me. For if I do what? And what? What is an unknown? I know that word in the Greek is italicized, but what is an unknown tongue? I don't know what that language is. But it's a language, isn't it? Even though it's unknown to my mind, but still it's known to God. Amen? Because what? God knows what? All language. So if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by what? Holy Spirit prays. But my understanding is what? What is unfruitful? I don't know what's being said. Verse 15. Come on. Verse 15. What is it then? Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm saying. What am I to do? I will. Who will?
I will.
I will do what? Pray with what? I pray with the Spirit. And I will pray with what? Also. I'm going to pray both ways. He didn't even stop there. I will do what? Whew. And I will also do what? Sing with understanding. And the praise team just got finished singing. And most of you understood what they were saying. Because they were singing with their understanding, their known language. Amen. They understood it. But Paul said, do it both ways. With the spirit, with the understanding. Why do I pray with my spirit? I'm glad you asked. Turn to Jude. Jude only have one chapter, verse 20. Turn to Jude. Can y'all get that up? I know I didn't prepare you for this, but be on guard, because I don't know which way, all the time, which way the Lord will lead, but I endeavor to follow. Brethren, be not children. That Jude. No, you're still in. Give me Jude 20. But ye beloved, thank you. But ye beloved, do what? Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How you do it? So when you pray in the spirit, you are building yourself up. Anybody ever owned a vehicle and you went out there, you would head to work that morning and you hit that start and it gets... Did that ever happen to anybody? What was wrong with that thing? That battery had gone down. It was weak. What'd you do? You had to do one of the two things. You had to go get you a charger or get new batteries. Am I right? For those of you that got a charger, you put a charge on that battery. What happened to that battery? It built it up. Well, that's what happened when you pray in the Holy Ghost. You're building your spirit up. You know that that car has power, but unless that battery can kick it off and get that power started, you can't use it, can you? Y'all better hear me. So you need to know that you have been power packed. But unless you know how to get the power released in your life, and that's how you do it, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. And faith releases the power of God by speaking the word and standing firm on it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, that didn't cost you anything. That was just an extra thing we threw in this morning.